Hi, thanks for listening to Faith Radio. Coming up next will be our final installment of our summer Sunday night series of rebroadcasts from the archives of the live radio show Sunday Night. I hope you'll enjoy it. I'll check back in at the end of the broadcast.
Hi, this is Richard K. Allison, your host for Sunday Night. And this evening, we bring you an encore performance of a previous Sunday Night broadcast. If you've never listened to Sunday Night before, I know you'll enjoy it. You'll hear music, drama, humor. You'll laugh, you'll cry. I bet you'll even say amen once or twice. So sit back and enjoy an encore performance of Sunday Night.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home.
That's right.
Heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door.
And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Ah, yes, it's Sunday Night. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison, and we've got a dandy for you this evening. In fact, there are even some audience members who are excited. All the regulars you've grown to know and tolerate are here. Jeffrey S. Miller and his refreshment committee, Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band and singers, and special guests tonight. A visit from my neighbor, Bob Stromberg, and singer, songwriter, and author, John Fisher. Add to that your own choice of refreshments, and it'll be a good time, I guarantee it. So turn off the TV, put the answering machine on one ring, and get ready for something different.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Anymore.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you and welcome to another scintillating attempt at Sunday Night. We are glad you've decided to join us. We are coming to you this evening from Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in beautiful St. Paul, Minnesota. These folks are often, most of the time, our host, and we thank them for their hospitality. As I told you, we've got the whole gang with us tonight, all the regulars, and then in addition to that, my neighbor Bob and John Fisher back with us for an unprecedented third time, and we're delighted to welcome him back. I'm telling you, though, it's been a rough month, a rough week, really. With all the politics and crazy things that are happening in our world and our country, I've been under a lot of strain lately. And it all seemed to come to a head last week.
Beatitudes, take one.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Hold it, hold it.
Okay, stop tape.
Yeah, Richie.
Yes.
Look, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we need is a little more punch, okay?
Oh, all right.
A little more pizzazz, a little zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo-dah?
Okay.
Are you sure?
No, positive. Trust me on this one, Richie.
Okay, I'll try.
Beatitudes, take two.
There we go.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Hold it. Hang on.
Okay, stop tape.
Okay, Richie.
I'm sorry.
Listen,
you're
doing a great job. Don't worry. It isn't you.
Oh.
How could it be? You're the best.
Oh, thanks.
No, really. No, the problem, Richie, is the script.
What?
Okay, we've been working on a few rewrites. Try this one.
But
No. If you don't like it, we'll scrap it. At least give it a shot. It's a favor to me.
All right,
okay?
But I don't like the idea of rewriting the Bible. You know, that sort of bothers
Richie.
Me.
Trust me on this one, okay?
All right.
Beatitudes, take three.
Here we go.
Blessed are those who have it all and flaunt it like crazy. For theirs is the accumulated drool of all the have-nots. Blessed are those who hide their feelings and never let anyone get close to them, for they will have an abundance of baggage. Blessed are the take charge, this is the way it's going to be, my way or nothing personalities, for they will get to use many benefits from their life insurance. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after lewdness, license, and loot. For though they will never be satisfied, they will feel yummy for a moment or two. Blessed are those who go for the jugular, for they are the ones who look like the winners. Blessed are the deceitful in heart, for they keep control by keeping everyone else off balance. Blessed are those who incite and encourage violence, for the noisy wheel will get the grease. Blessed are those who are exalted and admired for the sheer volume of their wickedness, for they can have their sins and beat it too. Blessed are you when people are shocked by you, when they persecute you and truthfully accuse you of all sorts of evil. Rejoice and be glad, because you will receive multi-million-dollar contracts and the adulation of the masses.
Print it!
I don't believe
it. Beautiful,
this.
Sweetheart. Absolutely
what?
Beautiful. It brought a tear to my eye.
But it isn't the Bible. It's the exact opposite of what the Bible is.
Richie, what? Baby. Okay? Listen, we're not here to be accurate, okay? We're here to be relevant. Okay? That stuff you were reading before wasn't just boring, it was stupid. All right? Life isn't like that, and people don't want to hear it. But this is what's happening. Give people what they want. That's the key to good marketing. Rich, trust me on this one.
But it isn't
trust
the Bible.
Trust me on this
it
one.
It isn't the Bible.
Rich,
it isn't
me.
The Bible.
Trust me.
It isn't the Bible. It isn't
wake
the
up.
Bible.
Wake isn't... up. Wake up. My goodness, honey, you were having a terrible nightmare.
Oh, Sandy, you have no idea how terrible it was.
Maybe it'll be a good idea for a sketch on the Sunday Night Show.
Yeah, maybe.
And it will be such a hit, and you'll get a multi-million-dollar contract and the adulation of the masses.
What? What did you say?
All I said was, it will be such a hit, you'll get a multi-million-dollar
contract.
Wait,
no, but why did you say that? Why did you say that?
Take it easy. I was just repeating what you had said in your sleep.
Oh.
Boy, you are really uptight. Yeah. Maybe I better fix you a cup of tea.
Thank you.
I have been crucified, I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I have been crucified, I have been crucified, I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I have been crucified, I have been crucified, I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I have been crucified, I have been crucified, I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I have been crucified, I have been crucified, I have been crucified with Christ. And I know
Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band and Singers with a Donnelly original. Thank you, Mike. We are so pleased to welcome back for an unprecedented third visit to Sunday Night, Mr. John Fisher. John, you were back with us during our infancy.
That's right.
You have then joined us another time when we were at NRB out in Washington. Mm-hmm. We're just delighted to welcome you back.
I'm glad to see you're still going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still going, too.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and you've been writing lots of stuff. We want to thank Bethany Publishers for making it possible for you to be here this evening. They've helped with some of your expenses, and we thank them for that. You have written a new book.
Yes.
It's a novel.
Yes.
You've never done this before,
I've
John.
Never done this before.
You're such a courageous man.
Courageous, that's right. No, really, if you'd asked me 3 years ago what I really wanted to do, I would have said write a novel, and you said, well, when do you expect to? I'd say maybe 15 years.
Yeah. Was it difficult to change gears from what you'd written before?
Well, it's a little bit difficult, but once you get started, it's quite fun because you just sit down and wait to see what happens today. It's kind of like reading one.
Yeah, you're telling a story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, it's great to have you with us. What do you have for us here this evening?
Wide angle. Having an open look, a view the way God sees, of seeing him in all of life, and not just the spiritual things, all of things.
Take it away, John.
Wide angle, more than what I used to see. Wide angle, more than what is near to me. Where I was afraid to open up my eyes. Now this wide angle has turned my fear into surprise. Beyond the reaches of my point of view, beyond the motions I go through, there's a world of wonder, there's a world of pain. There's no way that I can stay the same. Give me a wide angle, more than what I used to see. Wide angle, more than what is near to me. Thank you.
Thank you, John. John Fisher, he'll be back. Well, it's also a great privilege this evening to welcome back my neighbor, Bob. Bob Stromberg, good to have you back with us.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And thank you for, I wanted to just say thanks for inviting me back to the show, because I don't know if you folks knew, but the last time that I was on the show, it was because the mermaid lady,
Jody
Benson.
Benson, there we go.
She had to cancel, and so Rich called me right at the last minute and said, can you be on? And I said, well, I guess. So, but this time, apparently, you actually did it on purpose, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, hey, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Makes me feel good, you know.
What do you have for us tonight?
Well, also, I wanted to tell you that you've made my mother and my father two very happy people.
Oh, really? Are they in the audience tonight?
No, they're not here, but they're back in Port Allegheny, Pennsylvania, my hometown. But okay. My mom was calling everybody all day. She started Friday calling people saying, he's going to be on the show.
Oh, that's sweet. What are their names?
Bob and Lucille Stromberg.
All of us at Sunday night would like to send a special greeting to Bob and Lucille Stromberg back in Port Allegheny, Pennsylvania.
Whoa!
That ought to make him feel good.
Well, thank you on behalf of my folks. They won't hear that because they don't get the show there, but I'll tell them that you did that. So,
good. You do pass that on to them.
You bet.
What do you have for us tonight?
Are you ready to start?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fine. I brought a little pet along in this trunk here, and he's being more patient than usual. Come here. Come on, girl. Come on. Come on. And she won't do it now that you're here. Let's try this. Come on, Tom. No. No. Down. Don't you bite. This is my goose. At least I say she's mine, and I suppose she is for a time. She's been injured, you see. So for a little while, she's staying with me. No eagle claw or hooked beak or furrowed brow. Of these she has no need, for she's quite content to fill herself on things among the weed and down with the small fish. That's a dainty dish if you're a goose. Or a Swede, for that matter. Which is not to say that she is weak, not strong like the eagle. For though the eagle may be stronger in the fight, more fit for the kill, this goose can fly further and longer than any eagle will. Oh, I've heard much lofty talk about eagles and falcons and hawks, and it's not my desire, nor would I conspire to pull those big birds down. Who would dare? Because when I watch them flying so high up there, sometimes but a solitary dot, I can but gaze in wonder and utter, my, look at that. But, as I've implied, whether in the trees or in the sky, eagles, falcons, and hawks, they're almost always alone. Or at the most in twos. And that's what separates those birds from this goose. I suppose those out in Iowa or Nebraska would know it best, because the sky is bigger as you head to the west. But even as a lad nestled out in the Alleghenies, I looked forward each fall to seeing as many as 1,000 geese arrowing into view over autumn ember elm and maple and white birch too. One day, lying alone in the lawn on my back, hearing only the drone of a distant train on some far-off track, I saw before my eyes, 5,000 feet high or more, a sight which to this day I must say I've seen nothing like before. The head goose, the leader of the V, suddenly veered out, leaving a vacancy which was promptly filled by a bird behind. The former leader then flew alongside, the formation continued growing wide, and he found himself a spot at the back of the line. They never missed a beat. Well, I was on my feet, gaping mouth, gazing south, wondering what on earth I'd seen. I told my friends, they said, so? So, what do you mean, so? Have you ever seen anything like that before? Mark? Jay? Paul? They said, nah, but don't be a bore. Let's go to the park and play ball. So we did. Used to play a lot of ball when I was a little kid. And that was that. Well, now I'm an adult. And I'm very busy. I suppose that's a part of being grown. But the point is, I seldom have time alone. Not least, lying on the lawn looking for geese. And if I do see some, it's just luck, or maybe it's really a duck, or I might catch a glimpse when I'm stuck in traffic. And that's why I'm thankful for the National Geographic. Because, you see, they told me what I'll tell you, and if you don't believe what I say is true, then you can go look it up. What I witnessed that day as a child is something that's been going on with geese in the wild since the very first autumn. See, their bodies are streamlined, the necks like a spear, sliced in the wind, breaking the air. And from the ground, it's impossible to see, but those wings, well, they aren't flapping randomly. When the head goose grabs that wind, air is displaced, which then rushes up to reclaim its space only to see the smiling face of the bird who's flying behind, whose wings just happen to be in the downward position. Very dangerous condition, which doesn't last for long because that upward rush gives them a push and they're right back up there where they belong. That bird then grabs the air again, causing another upward wind, which lifts the bird behind, and so it goes on down the line. So the head goose shields the wind and all the rest are carried by him. In varying degrees, of course, from the back, which is best, to the front, which is worst. With very little effort, I've heard, on the part of any one bird. Because when the head goose has had enough, he or she simply drops back and depends upon another bird for strength, when strength is what is lacked. So that's how I found how the goose can fly from way up north to way down south and back again. But she cannot do it alone, you see. It's something that must be done in community. Listen, these days, it's a popular notion. And people swell with emotion and pride when they think of themselves on the eagle side. Solitary, self-sufficient, strong. But we are what we are. That's something we can't choose. And even though many of us would wish to be seen as an eagle, I think God made us more like the goose. Thank you.
Bob Stromberg. Thank you, Bob. Say, you're listening to Sunday Night. We got lots more to come. John Fisher and lots more, so stay tuned. This is Sunday Night. Thank you, and welcome back to Sunday Night. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison. We've got some letters here from some folks that are kind of fun. Here, we have enjoyed your program each Sunday night as we are coming home from church. And though it's only 15 minutes to home, we quickly get in the house to continue listening to the program. That's the Hurst family in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Here's from Laura Verdorn from someplace. It's a good letter, though. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy your program every Sunday night. I'm a first-year music teacher, and Sunday nights are always shadowed with a little fear of Monday. I so enjoy being able to put the worry away for the hour that I spend with you. And here's my daughter, 8 years old, and I love to listen to your program every week. It is the highlight of our week. I have cried and worshipped and prayed and praised, and I'm always blessed. From Terry Lawrence in Columbia, California. If you'd like to write to us, write to Sunday Night, 3003 North Snelling Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55113. We're pleased to once again bring you this new feature on Sunday Night.
And now, Precious Revelations with the Reverend Hugh Goddett.
Some people believe that we arrive in heaven just as we are when we perish. Others say we will look like we did when we were 21. I sometimes wonder, when I die and go to heaven, what kind of dental work will I have? And what color will my wife's hair be?
That was Precious Revelations with the Reverend Hugh Goddett.
We're going to do a little something different this evening, something we've never done before. We're going to go out into the audience and see if you can stump the Sunday Night crew. What we would like to ask you to do is come up with some camp songs or choruses that you think we might not know, that you do. All right? And if you stump us, you will get a prize. You'll get like a Sunday Night mug. And if you don't stump us, if you lose, then you get two mugs. We got a lot of those things, and that'll mean I see some hands over here. So you be thinking now of choruses or camp songs that you think might stump us. What's your name?
Mitch.
Mitch, and what's the song?
If I Had a Little White Box.
If I Had a Little White Box. Take it away.
If I had me a little white box.
White box.
I don't know what I...
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Does that sound like a Mitch?
No.
No. Could you sing it for us?
If I had a little white box to put my Jesus in, I'd take him out and share him with a friend. And if I had a little red box to put my devil in, I'd take him out and smash his face and put him back again.
That's great. Oh, man. That's great. Oh, boy, I'm going to have trouble getting over to this one. Why don't you just, what's your name? Right there with the glasses. Michael, and what's the song? Pink Pajamas. Come on now, Michael. Is this a camp song? Okay. Pink Pajamas.
Pink Pajamas. Pink Pajamas.
Yeah, Mike, that isn't it, is it?
What is it?
No, I could tell. Somehow I got to get... See, can you come to me, Mike, or what can we do here? Let's compromise. Can you sing the song for us?
I wear my pink pajamas in the summer when it's hot. I wear my flannel longies in the winter when it's not. And sometimes in the springtime and sometimes in the fall, I jump right in between the sheets with not.
Well, thank you very much, my boy. That was... Yes, sirree. Well, we know that wasn't a phrase chorus. Some people it might be. What's your name?
David Hughes.
David? Now, this isn't discrimination or anything, that we're only picking guys. I've only seen guys' hands. And David, what is your song?
Step Into the Water.
Step Into the Water.
Step into the water. Step into the water.
Is that it?
Step into the water.
No, it's not.
No, no, but I tell you, our mug supply is going like crazy. Can you sing it for us?
Sure. Key of F.
Key of F.
Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Step into the water of His Word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
All right, give a hand. Oh, that's great. That's great. You have one. What's your name?
Emily Willicky.
What's your song?
Eddie Coochie-Catchy.
That's it. But we don't
Is
know
that words. It?
I don't know all the words.
But you don't know the words. Well, okay, we have some little mugs. That's terrific. I think we have time for one, maybe two more. Let's have, what's yours?
The Countdown Chorus.
The Countdown Chorus. Jeff thinks he knows that one.
Somewhere in outer space, God has prepared a place for those who trust him and obey.
Yeah.
Jesus will come again, and though we don't know when, the countdown's getting lower every day. Ten and nine, eight and seven, six and five and four. Call upon the Savior while you may. Glory, hallelujah, three and two, coming through the clouds in bright. The countdown's getting lower every day. Yeah.
Oh, terrific.
We got one.
Get him a hand. Our specially trained ushers have taken note of all our participants this evening, and we thank you. My goodness, you were a lot more difficult than we expected, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, New American Standard Band, I hope you've got your song figured out for this evening.
We do. This is set.
It is. What?
This isn't a chorus, actually. This is a hymn.
Okay.
It's called "Oh to Be Like Thee."
Oh to Be Like Thee.
You've heard that before, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have.
Maybe not quite like this.
I'm sure. Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. So we don't often draw attention to the specific date of our shows, but it does serve a purpose this evening to let you know that this is March of 1993. Now, the reason I tell you that is because that in March of 92, just a year ago, I announced to you folks that the Hodgkin's disease that I thought had been in remission in my body had returned. And since then, many of you have written expressing concern, pledging your prayer, support, and asking how I'm doing. So to put it in a nutshell, the first time that I was diagnosed with this cancer, I did everything that the doctor told me. I went through all the accepted treatment. It didn't work. The second time around, as I read my Bible and prayed, I became convinced that God was calling me to trust in His power to heal rather than the doctor's dubious power to cure. And that's what I've been doing. I also decided that if I was asking God to heal me, I should quit eating like an idiot. So I've been on a very strict diet for over 9 months now. Now, the battle is still being fought, but I keep a regular schedule on the road doing concerts and speaking engagements and Sunday night, and have seen the power of God at work in my life in ways too numerous to talk about here. But let me share with you, along with the help of my friend John Fisher, some things that God has been teaching me. James 1:2 says, "Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds. Consider it joy. Be glad. Jump up and down. Call all your friends. Have a party. It's a cause for celebration." Why? Well, read on further. It says, "Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." Ooh, perseverance. Why is that important? It tells you. Because that will make you mature and complete, not lacking in anything. See, trials are to learn and to grow from, not to wallow in. The enemy means them for our destruction. But God says, "Hey, I know what the devil's plans are, and we're going to clean his clock, okay? So don't give up. Oh, no. Put on your dancing shoes. This isn't the end of anything. This is the beginning of something wonderful. Rejoice. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. And then, keep on.
Rejoice. Rejoice.
Let me tell you about three tools that can help us persevere. The first tool is God's peace. And when the big surprises hit, there's one thing to remember. God is not surprised. His peace that transcends all human understanding will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. That's in the Bible. That's in Philippians. Listen to the verse that comes just before that. Philippians 4:6. "Do not be anxious about anything." What does that mean? It means resist panic. Worry won't fix nothing, so don't do it. "But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God." That means pray. Enlist prayer. God says resist panic, and in place of panic and worry and fretting, enlist prayer. Do it. It changes things. And did you catch that other word? Thanksgiving. Persist in praise. Remember how blessed you are. Remember God's faithfulness in the past. Remember that He saved you from the damnation of sin. So what's the big deal about a trial or a tribulation or a tumor? Resist panic. Enlist prayer. Persist in praise. And the peace of God that transcends understanding will guard you.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
God's peace is sure. The second tool is God's power. God's power is unlimited. I believe that most of us speak like believers, but we live like atheists. We say we believe in the power of God, but we trust in our own strength and cleverness. I recently spoke with a friend of mine who's also very sick, and he's not a Christian, but he's a very positive kind of guy, and his struggle with his disease has been a lot worse than mine. But he said to me once, "Rich, I am healed. I believe it. I am healed." I was amazed. After I left, I thought, wow, that guy has nothing but his own strength standing behind his faith. I have a personal relationship with my Creator, the God of all there is, and I'm wondering if I can believe that I'm healed? I have the same power available to me that raised Jesus from the dead, and I'm wondering? I serve the God of creation who spoke the universe into being, led the children of Israel over the Red Sea on dry land, and caused Mary to have a baby without a husband, and I wonder about his power? I've decided that I have spent too much time accepting crud and not enough time expecting God.
Live in the power He has supplied to you. Live in each hour, it's all there for you.
God's peace is sure, God's power is unlimited, and here comes the third tool, God's promises, and they are unchanging. Someone said to me recently, "You know, God helps those who help themselves, Rich." How many times have you heard that phrase? How many of you think it's true? How many of you live your life as if it's gospel? I'll tell you, folks, that is a lie born in the pit of hell. From beginning to end, the Bible teaches exactly the opposite. God does not help those who help themselves. God helps those who relinquish their own control and trust in Him. God pleads with His people through Moses, the judges, the prophets, through Jesus and the apostles. He pleads, "Put your trust in me and I will be your Savior, your Deliverer, your Redeemer, your Healer. Ask anything in my name and it will be done for you. You can do all things in my strength. Resist the devil and he will flee. I have overcome the world. I will supply your needs. I will deliver you from trouble. I will heal your diseases. Just trust me." Now there are a lot of people running around these days trying to convince you and me that God's promises were for another time. That we have to be careful about trusting God because He doesn't always come through. Sometimes He says no. The next time you're near a Bible, look up 2 Corinthians 1:20. Here's what it says. "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ." They are not maybe in Christ, or later on in Christ, or no longer applicable in Christ. They are yes.
Live in the power He has supplied to you. Live in each hour, it's all there for you.
Persevere in the face of trials because of God's peace, God's power, and God's promises. I have people say to me, "Rich, I don't know how you do it. I can't imagine how awful it must be." And I can almost hear God slapping His forehead and saying, "Haven't they read my book?"
I packed my bags for
two hands can hold, till that great someday when I'll trade them for a crown of gold. I pack my bags for a one-way trip to heaven. I've carried them down to the straight and narrow road, and now I'm walking with all of the promises that these two hands can hold.
The Spirit calls me and I must arise.
I've packed these bags to take a journey of faith.
And I won't look back until I've captured the prize.
I've packed my bags for a one-way trip to heaven. I've carried them down to the straight and narrow road. Now I'm walking with all of the promises that these two hands can hold, till that great someday when I trade them for a crown of gold.
I want to run and not grow weary,
to spread my wings like the eagles fly. Stand one day before that throne on high. Oh, oh.
I packed my bags for a one-way trip to heaven. I carried them down to the straight and narrow road. And now I'm walking with all of the promises that these two hands can hold, till that great someday when I trade them for a crown. Grab a hold of the handle now. Take a one-way trip to heaven. Don't be burdened by the baggage of the world. Get a grip on the truth and hold on tight. Grab a hold of the handle now. Take a one-way trip to heaven. Don't be burdened by the baggage of the world. Get a grip on the truth and hold on tight. Grab a hold of the handle now. Take a one-way trip to heaven. Don't be burdened by the baggage of the world.
Sunday Night is a production of Northwestern College Radio, Allison Ministries, and the Refreshment Committee. Travis Ludwig is our technical director, Dick Beckfar, our technical supervisor. Travis Ludwig and Bill Schell are house engineers, radio engineers Kurt Olson and Paul Soikkonen. Ken Hannestad, our stage manager. Auditorium crew include Terry Baker, Matt Croker, and Tim Perry. Stan Peel is a guest writer this evening. Thanks to the New American Standard Band, Scott Melchow, Kenny Holman, Jesse Wheeler, Emmanuel Kariaku, and Bruce Belgard. The Refreshment Committee, Paul Arneberg, Angie Gislason, Mary Miller, and our singers, Karen Deers and Lisa LeMahieu. We want to thank Bethany House Publishers, a leader in inspirational fiction, for sponsoring tonight's production. Bethany House is the publisher of John Fisher's recent novel entitled Saint Ben. Thank you to our associate producer, Judy Hannestad. Our executive producer for Sunday Night is Paul Ramsier. Michael Pierce Donnelly, our music director, co-creative director, Jeffrey S. Miller. Thanks to our special guests tonight. My wife, Sandy. Yeah, that was really her. My neighbor, Bob Stromberg, and singer, songwriter, and author, John Fisher. And this is Richard K. Allison. Hey, thank you very much for your prayers. They really matter. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody. Yeah.
Thanks again for tuning in to the final installment of our Summer Sunday Night series of rebroadcasts from the archives of the live radio show Sunday Night, hosted by Richard K. Allison, along with Jeff Miller and the Refreshment Committee, Mike Donnelly and the New American Standard Band, and a host of characters and guests from musicians to actors to pastors and performers of various kinds. The program was originally produced and aired in the late 1980s and 90s, being broadcast live across the country via satellite from Maranatha Hall on the Northwestern College campus in St. Paul. Enjoy these memories again, or maybe discover the program for the first time. We put a page together on our website where you can find out more information about the show, listen to a few special highlights from some of the shows, creative skits like The Church Secretary, a special guest like Honey or My Neighbor Bob, or you can hear podcasts of the programs we aired this summer during the series. The web address is faithradionet.com. That's faithradionet.com. Then look down the right side of the homepage for the Sunday Night tab under More Faith Radio Programs. And as you heard on tonight's show, Richard Allison made reference to his health status. And while he remained hopeful to the end, Richard passed away in January of 1995. Production of the Sunday Night broadcast had been discontinued a few months earlier in 1994. Hope you have a wonderful Labor Day. Reminder, coming up next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, a new program called Cradle My Heart with former Faith Radio host Kim Cotola. Listen for it Sunday nights at 8. Thanks for listening to Faith Radio.